This article is brought to you by the best-selling books They Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorn. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How the 3-second pause stops tension escalation in the moment it matters most. The micro-technique that keeps conflict from spiralling out of control. In short, a single 3-second pause, applied at the moment tension spikes, can stop a difficult conversation from derailing entirely. It interrupts your brain's reactive cycle before it takes control. The pause works because it breaks the automatic stress response that causes escalation. You can fill those seconds with a breath, a nod, or a short acknowledgement to make it feel natural. With deliberate practice, the 3-second pause becomes the first tool you reach for in any high-stakes moment. Definition: the 3-second pause is a micro-intervention communication technique where you deliberately wait 3 seconds before responding when emotions spike during a tense conversation, interrupting the brain's reactive cycle and creating space for rational, composed thinking to take over. You have been in that moment. Someone says something in a meeting that lands hard, and before you have had a single conscious thought, you are already speaking. Your voice is sharper than you intended. The other person's defences go up. What started as a productive conversation has become a standoff, and neither of you is entirely sure how it happened. That is not weakness. That is biology. But biology can be interrupted, and the interruption costs you exactly 3 seconds. The 3-second pause is one of the techniques I describe in Chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time. It looks almost too simple to work. I understand that reaction, because I had it myself the first time I was taught to use it. Then I watched it stop a conversation from collapsing in real time, and I have never doubted it since. What follows is everything you need to understand the technique, apply it under pressure, and build it into a reflex you can trust. Why your brain works against you when tension escalates. Here is the truth of it: where conversation turns tense, your brain does not wait for your permission to respond. It acts first, and it acts fast. The amygdala, the part of your brain that processes threat, fires the moment it senses hostility, criticism, or confrontation. It floods your system with stress hormones. Your heart rate climbs. Your thinking narrows. The part of your brain responsible for measured judgment, the prefrontal cortex, is effectively pushed aside. This is what I call and say it right every time the amygdala hijack. You're no longer responding to the conversation in front of you. You're reacting to the threat your nervous system believes it has detected. The problem is that workplace tension does not require actual danger to trigger this response. A dismissive tone is enough. A challenge to your authority is enough. A comment that lands as criticism lands as threat, and your brain treats it that way whether or not that was the intention. You cannot stop the amygdala from firing, but you can interrupt what happens next. That 3-second window is real, and it is yours to use. What the 3-second pause actually does inside a tense moment. 3 seconds does not sound like much. It is not long enough to compose a speech or rethink your position. But it is precisely long enough to do the one thing that matters: create a gap between the trigger and your response. That gap is everything. Without it, your reply comes directly from the reactive brain, loaded with defensiveness, sharp edges, or escalating volume. With it, you give the rational part of your mind enough time to come back online. In Chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time, I describe the 3-second pause as a micro-intervention. It is not a hesitation born of uncertainty. It is a deliberate act of self-regulation. You are choosing, in real time, to interrupt your own reactive cycle before it causes damage you will spend the next week trying to repair. There is also a secondary effect that most people do not anticipate. When you pause before responding, the other person notices. They see that you are not going to match their intensity with intensity. That observation, even if unconscious, shifts the dynamic of the conversation. Escalation requires two people going in the same direction at the same time. Your pause breaks that momentum. The 3-second pause in practice, a numbered guide. Here's exactly how to apply this technique in the moment tension arrives. 1. Recognize the spike. The first step is noticing the physical signal that tension is rising, a tightness in your chest, a flush of heat, the sudden urge to interrupt. You cannot pause if you do not notice that the moment has arrived. This recognition is a skill in itself, and it gets sharper with practice. 2. Stop before you speak. Say nothing. This sounds simple, and it is extremely difficult where every instinct is pushing you to respond. Commit to 3 full seconds of silence before a single word leaves your mouth. 3. Take one slow breath. Fill those 3 seconds with something visible and deliberate. A slow breath serves this well. It gives the pause a shape. It physiologically reduces your stress response, and it prevents the silence from reading as dismissal or contempt. 4. Acknowledge before you respond. After the pause, start with acknowledgement rather than rebuttal. Something like, I hear that, or let me think about that for a moment, gives you additional space and signals to the other person that you're still engaged in the conversation, not retreating from it. This approach is the foundation of what I describe as the empathy bridge technique, which is explored in detail in how the empathy bridge technique diffuses tension before a difficult workplace conversation starts. 5. Choose your first word carefully. The word you lead with after a pause sets the tone for everything that follows. You tend to put people on the defensive. I keep the conversation grounded in your own experience. We signals that you still see this as a shared problem to solve, not a battle to win. A concrete example, your colleague challenges your recommendation in front of the whole team. Your immediate reaction is to defend yourself loudly. Instead, you stop. You breathe. You say, I want to make sure I understand your concern before I respond. That one pause, and that one sentence, changes the entire trajectory of what follows. Fitting the pause into a larger tension management system. The 3-second pause is a powerful standalone tool, and it works even better when you understand where it fits inside a broader approach to managing tension. In Say It Right Every Time, I set out the core framework as a 4-pillar system for difficult conversations, built on clarity, openness, respect, and empathy. The pause belongs at every transition point in that framework, but especially during openness and empathy. These are the phases where the other person is saying things that may be hard to hear, and where the temptation to react defensively is at its peak. Think of the pause as the door between one phase and the next. You cannot move from reacting to genuinely listening without going through it. If the conversation you are facing involves deep-rooted conflict rather than a single tense exchange, you will benefit from reading how to use the deal method to diffuse tension between two colleagues who refuse to cooperate. That method gives you a structured path through sustained conflict. The pause gives you the composure to stay on that path when things get difficult. For moments where tension is blocking the whole team from moving forward, how to start a difficult conversation. This blocking your team's synergy shows you how to open the conversation with care and intention, rather than letting the tension fester unaddressed. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. What gets in the way? 3 patterns that undermine the pause. Over decades of observing people in tense conversations, I have seen the same 3 mistakes made again and again when people try to use this technique. The mistake: waiting for the right moment to use the pause. Why it happens? People assume the pause is only for extreme situations, so they save it and never use it at all. What to do instead? Use the pause at the first sign of emotional heat, not when the conversation has already blown up. Small spikes are easier to interrupt than full escalations. The mistake: filling the pause with visible agitation, a clenched jaw, eyes rolling, body turning away. Why it happens? You stop speaking, but you do not stop reacting. Your body broadcasts everything your words are not saying. What to do instead? Give the pause a calm physical expression. A slow breath, a small nod, a moment of genuine eye contact. Your body language must match the intention of the pause, which is composure, not suppression. The mistake: using the pause to prepare your counter-argument instead of to listen. Why it happens? The pause feels like thinking time, and thinking time gets redirected toward winning. What to do instead? Use those 3 seconds to absorb what the other person has said, not to plan your rebuttal. The pause is for re-engaging your listening, not sharpening your response. If you want to take the wider view of how meetings create tension that builds over time, how to run productive meetings that don't waste time addresses how structure prevents the slow build-up of frustration that leads to these moments in the first place. Naming the emotion. What to do with the 3 seconds. Here is something I want to be specific about, because it makes the difference between a pause that works and one that just buys your few seconds of uncomfortable silence. During those 3 seconds, name the emotion you are feeling. Not out loud, at least not initially. In your own mind. I am frustrated right now. I feel dismissed. I am embarrassed by that comment. This internal naming is not a therapy exercise. It is a neurological intervention. Research in brain science consistently shows that labelling an emotion reduces the intensity of the amygdala's response. When you name what you feel, the reactive charge begins to drop. Once you have that internal clarity, you can decide whether to name it externally too. There are moments when saying I notice I am feeling defensive right now, and I want to make sure it does not get in the way of this conversation disarms the tension entirely. It signals honesty, self-awareness, and respect for the exchange. Those are the qualities that why effective feedback is the backbone of workplace growth describes as foundational to communication that actually changes things. This naming practice also applies to feedback conversations where tension often arrives without warning. If you deliver feedback and the other person reacts with heat, the pause plus the internal emotion label keeps you steady enough to apply the kind of specific, behavior-focused approach outlined in how to use the SBVI method to give feedback that actually changes behavior. Building the pause into a reflex. A 6-week practice plan. A technique you only remember in calm moments is not a technique. It is an idea. The goal is to make the 3-second pause automatic enough that it fires even when you're under real pressure. That takes deliberate, consistent practice. Weeks 1 and 2. Practice the pause in low-stakes conversations. A colleague says something you mildly disagree with. Stop for 3 seconds before responding. You are building the muscle memory of the pause itself, not managing high emotion yet. The habit must exist before the pressure arrives. Weeks 3 and 4. Introduce the breath into the pause. Every time you pause, breathe. Make the two inseparable. When the pause fires, the breath fires with it. This is the physiological component that makes the technique effective under stress, not just under mild irritation. Weeks 5 and 6. Add the internal emotion naming step. In those 3 seconds, identify what you're feeling in a single word. Notice how that one word changes your subsequent response. Keep a brief note at the end of each day of one situation where you used the pause and what followed. After 6 weeks, the pause is no longer something you remember to do. It is something you do. And when the moment that truly matters arrives, when the conversation could genuinely go either way, you will have the reflex you need. This is precisely the kind of structured progression I cover in how to use the DEAL method to resolve conflicts that are fracturing team synergy, where the ability to stay composed through a structured process determines whether the conflict resolves or deepens. The moment between the trigger and the response. There is a line I return to again and again in my own work between stimulus and response. There is a space. In that space lies your choice. That space is not automatic. You have to build it, protect it, and practice using it under conditions that make it difficult to maintain. The 3-second pause is how you build that space in a workplace conversation. It is how you stop being a person who reacts and start being a person who responds. It is small enough to go unnoticed by others and large enough to change the outcome of a conversation that might otherwise have caused lasting damage to a working relationship. I have seen careers recover from difficult moments because someone had the presence of mind to pause before speaking. I have also seen years of goodwill collapse in the seconds it took for an unguarded reactive reply to leave a person's mouth. The 3-second pause does not guarantee a perfect conversation. It gives you the best chance of having a real one. This much I know for certain: the 3-second pause costs you nothing and has the power to save everything that follows. Frequently asked questions. What is a 3-second pause in communication? The 3-second pause is a micro-intervention communication technique where you deliberately wait 3 seconds before responding when emotions spike in a conversation. It interrupts the brain's reactive cycle, re-engages rational thinking, and gives you enough space to choose your next words with intention rather than impulse. How does a 3-second pause stop tension escalation? When tension spikes, your brain triggers an amygdala hijack, flooding your body with stress hormones and shutting down clear thinking. A deliberate 3-second pause interrupts that reactive cycle before it takes hold. It creates a gap between the trigger and your response, so you act from reason instead of reflex. When should you use the 3-second pause at work? Use it the moment you feel a sharp defensive reaction, rising anger, or the urge to interrupt someone during a tense exchange. It is most useful in performance conversations, disagreements over decisions, or any moment when someone says something that lands hard and your instinct is to fire back immediately. Is a 3-second pause long enough to make a difference? Yes, 3 seconds is enough time to interrupt the brain's automatic stress response and re-engage the prefrontal cortex, which governs rational judgment. It does not feel long to the other person, but for you it is the difference between a reactive reply that escalates tension and a considered one that diffuses it. How do I make the 3-second pause feel natural during a conversation? Fill those 3 seconds with a visible, deliberate action, a slow breath, a small nod, or a brief verbal acknowledgement like "I hear you." This prevents the pause from reading as dismissal or hostility. The other person sees engagement, not silence, and you buy the time your brain needs to shift out of reaction mode. Can you use the 3-second pause alongside other tension management techniques? Absolutely. The 3-second pause works best as the first move in a larger tension management system. Pair it with the empathy bridge to acknowledge feelings before responding, or use it inside the core framework to stay grounded during the openness and empathy phases of a difficult conversation. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.